From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Utah leaders are reacting to a Salt Lake Tribune investigation of sexual harassment and assault allegations against Salt Lake City Council member Eva Lopez Chavez. She's also a Democratic congressional candidate. KUER's Emily Pulsander has more.
Four people told the Tribune that Lopez Chavez restrained them during unwanted sexual advances. They're all from Utah political circles. Salt Lake City Council member Victoria Petro, State Representative Hong Nguyen, State Senator Jen Plum, and Maggie Regeer. Lopez Chavez denies the claims. Through her lawyer, she told the Tribune that she's, quote, shocked by the allegations. In a statement, the city council says it takes the allegations seriously and will address them with urgency and care. And the Utah Senate and House Democrats say they support their colleagues who came forward. They also say these allegations need to be met with due process without dismissing or doubting the alleged victims. For KUER News, I'm Emily Pulsander.
Salt Lake City took a big step toward net 100% renewable electricity this week. The City Council adopted an ordinance Tuesday to participate in Rocky Mountain Power's Community Clean Energy Program. The program aims to generate as much renewable energy as people use from non-renewable sources. Most customers should receive notices about the program later this year, with enrollment starting in early 2027. It's expected to cost users $4 per month, and assistance programs are available. Customers can opt out at any time. The U.S. House has unanimously advanced three measures to improve rural broadband. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports lawmakers across our region helped push the measures through.
The bills could be a significant step toward closing the digital divide, especially for rural, low-income, and tribal communities where access to the internet can be spotty or expensive. The divide, lawmakers say, affects everything from access to education, employment, health care, and civic participation.
I commend my colleagues in the Western Caucus.
Utah Congresswoman Celeste Malloy, who chairs a conservative Congressional Western Caucus, says the bills would represent an investment in the future.
And livelihoods of rural America, the Western states, and our Western values.
The bills would create an interagency strike force to review applications for projects on public lands. They would also streamline the application process and establish a vetting procedure with the Federal Communications Commission to monitor and track broadband services. In Las Vegas, I'm Yvette Fernandez with the Mountain West News Bureau.
You're listening to KUER News.